So in Detroit, the museum experience is now fetchingly state-of-the-art. In Philadelphia, museum visitors have got an equally fetching new tool, but it's totally old school. It's a guidebook called Travels with Dick and Bill, self-published, really just a packet of stapled photocopied pages, but Travels with Dick and Bill represented a huge amount of work. Dick Hughes and Bill McLaughlin, both 85 years old, have visited 203 museums in and around Philadelphia, and they have reviewed every single one. Peter Crimmins tracked them down.
I met Dick and Bill at an exhibit of the work of Frida Kahlo, that troubled Mexican painter whose self-portraits lay bare her physical and emotional pain. One of the paintings is called Without Hope.
Boy, that is Without Hope. Oh, that's awful.
Well, there's a lady lying in bed, and all of her inside parts are blown out of her mouth. That is repulsive, but good.
Well, Frida Kahlo, not their cup of tea. But they're game for checking it out, because they check everything out. They've already been to the Shoe Museum, and the Cricket Museum, and the National Iron and Steel Heritage Museum.
We've missed some, probably.
The Mario Lanza Museum, the Historic Dental Museum, the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
One we missed is the Three Stooges Museum.
Is that a glaring omission?
I don't know whether that is or not. I think it might be.
The only criteria a museum needs is to be within 50 miles of the city of Philadelphia. Drop Dick and Bill in any museum of any subject, and their curiosity goes into high drive.
Do you like model trains, Peter? One of the great museums in the United States is in Flemington, New Jersey, Northland. They have 139 model trains running at once, and it's a mile walk to see them all.
Dick and Bill have known each other for years, but they did not begin their twice-weekly excursions until a few years ago, when Bill's wife began declining from Alzheimer's disease. She eventually died from it, and going to museums was just a way to get out for a day. But finding 200 museums is not a walk in the park. They pored through newspapers, they raided brochures at visitor centers, they followed tips overheard at cocktail parties.
Do you like cricket? The National Cricket Museum is here. There are 1,500 volumes on cricket, plus the dinkies, all the dinkies, you know, that the people wear.
What's a dinky?
What's a dinky? Come on. Peter, what's a dinky? A dinky is like I wore at a freshman at the University of Pennsylvania. It's a little hat with a visor. You don't know what a dinky is?
Why would I know what a dinky is?
I don't know.
They say they visited 203 museums for the same reason people climb mountains, because they are there. And it's better than sitting at home watching television.
Have you ever been in Allentown? Now there's a horse.
One day, I said to Dick, what are we going to do today, Dick? And he said, we're going to Allentown to see a horse. Why shouldn't we go to Allentown, 2 hours away, to see a horse?
Now there's a history behind that that nobody ever knows. There was a TWA pilot and left $1.5 million to build a 24-foot-high horse under Da Vinci's drawings of 1499. And everybody goes by it and never knows what it is.
We went all the way to Allentown to see a horse.
Now, Dick is a no-nonsense guy. The description he wrote of the Wagner Free Institute of Science is, quote, don't worry about your car. Institute is right next to the 39th Street Precinct Police Station. For the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, he wrote simply, we were there. House is not furnished.
I was taught at Wharton School not to dribble over minutiae. Some have wow, that's all, you know.
Bill, on the other hand, is the one with all the jokes.
Because I've heard him about 150 times.
No way.
Here's one from his days as a soldier in World War II.
I had 143 men in my command. I used to say, follow me, men. I'm right behind you. Actually, I never said that, but it makes a good story.
You can't stop him. You can't stop him.
He made me go all the way to Allentown to see a horse. I had to tell him.
The 27-page museum guide that Dick and Bill put together is available from their church, St. Paul's Episcopal in Chestnut Hill, Pennsylvania. They're asking $350 for it. I'm Peter Crimmins for Studio 360.
If you'd like to read some excerpts from Travels with Dick and Bill, you can do so at our website, thestudio360.org.